lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It is currently 3:08, and I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. And here, joined with me in the studio this hour, we have Vivian Ricciardi, a graduating student from UMGC. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it is so exciting to hear everything you have to say, and you can tell me all about your experience next. But right now, we have Cheap Thrills by Sia and Sean Paul.
Up with it.
Vivian, how does it feel to be graduating from UMGC?
Honestly, great. This past year has been filled with a bunch of different experiences, studying as well, studying hard. So I'm finally excited to be able to graduate.
I bet that's such a huge accomplishment in your life. But give me some of your background. What got you interested in UMGC, and where are you from?
So a little bit of a long story, but I was a military brat. My dad was in the U.S. Army for about 30 years, and he retired 3 years ago while we were still stationed in Vicenza. I'm half Sicilian. My mom's from Catania. So after he retired, she wanted me to start high school down here in Sicily, get a little bit of my culture. So I did Italian high school, but then I graduated my senior year at Sigonella Middle and High School. And originally, and not to be sad or anything, but originally I wanted to go to the University of Catania, and I wanted to get into biotech. I'm really interested about science and also really getting into that field, but unfortunately my diploma couldn't get translated in time to be able to attend. So I was a little lost for quite some time, but my dad, he had gotten his master's at UMGC about a year ago, and he suggested to me, well, why don't you try UMGC? You know, they probably have a great program for you. So I applied for the associates and I got in. And this year I'm gonna be graduating with a 4.0 from UMGC.
That is such a huge accomplishment, and I'm very excited for you. Tell me, what's been the highlight of it so far?
I'll be honest with you, getting to communicate with some of my professors. Every professor has been different, but I'll say my highlights have been my biology professor and my psychology professor, especially my biology professor, because she's also half Sicilian like I am. So getting to work with her was a really big thing for me. She kind of really got me back into the spirit of getting to STEM, being a woman in STEM, but then also my psychology professor. You know, being able to study psychology this year, although it doesn't really have much to do with what I want to go into in the future, it kind of helps me understand what people do around me, and then also just how they act. So I'll have to say that those were probably my two number one highlights.
And graduating with a 4.0 is no small feat. How has UMGC helped you accomplish all this?
Everybody is willing to be right next to you, especially if you need help with anything, especially my counselors and my advisors. Anytime I had an issue or anytime I had to get something done, they would always know exactly what to do. And then I'll say one thing is definitely the library at UMGC. The online library definitely helped me do a bunch of research projects and get through my classes.
That's really cool. And we've got more to talk about as far as UMGC and your experience coming up next. But right now we have Celebrity Skin by Hole. Vivian, we were talking about all things UMGC and how your experience has been offline. But I was wondering, can you tell us about the classes that you've taken?
Yes. So luckily, a lot of my AP classes that I took at Sigonella Middle High School transferred over. I think about 19 credits transferred over from my APs. So some classes that were kind of mandatory, I didn't have to do. So for example, history, computer science. But some of the classes that I did take were introduction to biology. A lot of my electives were science-based, so chemistry, physics, human anatomy and physiology. I took algebra, which was fun, but it was kind of like a repetition of what I did in high school. But then some cool classes that I took were introduction to political science and psychology. I definitely enjoyed those too.
And I know we already touched on your professors just a little bit. Was there anything you'd like to add about how your experience was with them?
I'll have to say, most of the professors at UMGC were definitely helpful. Anytime you needed anything, anytime you needed help with something, they were always there for you, almost always on the dot. But I'll have to say, one professor that I definitely connected with the most was my introduction to political science professor. And it's a class that I recently took, one of my last classes. It was just a 4-week course, but getting to talk to him freely in class about politics, you know, getting to talk about your own ideas, thinking about different world issues, it was definitely a lot of fun. He was a very open-minded professor, and that's what I liked about him.
And I know my experience going through college and everything else was the classes I enjoyed the most were the ones I enjoyed the professor the most.
Exactly.
And in that segue, did you enjoy the political class a lot because of the professor?
Honestly, yeah. I think, I'll be honest, one part of it is because he's Sicilian, so I kind of connected with him. But on the other hand, he made the class generally fun. You know, even if he said something that maybe another person didn't agree with, he always took your opinion seriously. And it was definitely fun because one debate that we had was on global politics. Each of us was able to choose a topic of our choice, and we just presented it to the class, and that was a lot of fun.
And out of curiosity, what was yours?
Marxism. And mine was simply because I have a lot of Italian friends that always talk about Marxism. Simple thing. I never really understood it, but I was like, okay, you know what, maybe I'll just research it. But once I started researching it, I started going down the rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, wow, this is like a whole new world. Like, I'll be honest, I was kind of ignorant about it before, but it was definitely fun presenting it because there's so many different types of political ideologies that sometimes we only comprehend to a certain point. But if you research it and you get like deeper into it, it's a lot of fun, definitely, especially if you're telling it to a bunch of other people.
That would be really cool, and I can't wait to talk to you about, because I have some questions about Marxism itself and the Marxist approach to life. But all that being said, which class did you enjoy the most?
I'm gonna have to say my anatomy and physiology class. That was definitely a very hard class, and I love competition. And that one gave me a lot of competition. Having to remember every single body part, every single bone is definitely hard, but also remembering their exact, what they're used for, that's definitely a hard one. But my professor was always there for me whenever I needed it, and doing research for anatomy and physiology was definitely a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. And I can't wait to get into more of this, but right now we're on a break with Deja Vu from Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Bass.
When we were last talking, we were talking about all the classes you enjoyed, your professors, your political class. And now I want to know, what's the availability and the flexibility of the classes and some advice that you have for future and current students?
Oh, okay. So definitely, most of the professors at UMGC will always be flexible, especially if you need anything. And like I said before, if you have a question or if you have a concern, you can go to them and they'll respond almost immediately. They're definitely there to want to help you. They don't want to bring you down. They want to help you. But some tips that I have for students is definitely, if you're taking heavier class loads, especially in one semester, try and not put everything together, but like work out your week. What I mean by that is, even if you have to schedule it or like write down in your calendar, work on this on Monday or work on this on Tuesday, it'll definitely help you. For example, I took a bunch of science classes in one semester, and that's definitely tough if you're doing psychology and anatomy at the same time.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so what I would do is that I would space out my week. So I would read a certain chapter and then I'd implement it into some exercises or a paper that I had to do. Definitely space out your studying. If you do it all at the last time, all at the last minute, it's not always going to come out great. And I know some people work under pressure great, so I do, but it's not always going to work with every single class. Another thing I would do is definitely use the resources that UMGC provides. So for example, the Writing Center or the online library, those can definitely help you if you're doing research projects or if you're writing a paper. Sometimes writing, especially if you haven't done any in a while, can be difficult. So use those resources. They're there for you to help you. They definitely help me.
And when we were talking about full class loads and everything else, well, school can be a very, very taxing thing, sometimes even a full-time job between studying, course study, everything else. What would you say was a max credit load? It'd be 12 credits, 15 credits?
I would say, so the semester is obviously divided into sessions, so 8-week sessions or 4-week sessions. Most of the time I would do 8 weeks. I would have to say max credit load for me would probably be around 15 credits.
Wow, you were really laying it on there.
Yeah. In one session, so I'd take about 4 8-week classes. Depends what classes you take, obviously, because if you take more of the easier classes, so like, for example, writing or pace, that's one thing, but it's a totally different animal if you're taking a bunch of science courses all at once. So I would have to say I would stop at around 15 credits, because then it can be a little too much, especially if you're working or you do extracurricular activities or you do anything else. It can be difficult for you to balance everything out. So I would say max 15 in a session.
And how did you balance your life between being a student and a person outside of school, trying to maintain the best of both worlds while still pushing towards the success? And obviously you accomplished it, 4.0, graduating this week. So that's very exciting.
So other than school is very important for me. It's always been that way. But other than that, I do a bunch of different things. I'm in a theater group out in Catania to maybe give a little bit of publicity. We do Harry Potter. We're a Harry Potter theater group, and we were on the third book this year, and we're going to have our play in December. We're also working on Wicked. We are going to be doing a version of Wicked in Italian mid-June. That's definitely difficult to balance, because we have practice 2 to 3 times a week, and it can be up to 4 to 5 hours of practice. But the way that I balance it is definitely scheduling my week, even in advance. It can be hard or it can feel tiring, but if you schedule things right and you do things progressively and not all at once, you can definitely be able to do other things than just school. Being a full-time student doesn't just mean you have to be a student. It also means finding yourself while you're doing school. So even while you're working, I work as an English tutor for Italian kids out in town. Definitely make sure that you schedule your stuff. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult to want to be able to do other things other than just school.
And doing those other things, do you think it helped keep your sanity going?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because doing just school, it's great, but it doesn't give space for anything else. As human beings, school isn't the only thing. I mean, I'll be honest, I love going to school, but I exist as a person outside of school as well. So definitely try and do extracurricular activities. And it's not just because it can look good on your resume or anything, but it definitely gives yourself a sense of self, you know?
Probably give you that little bit of a break you need to kind of recharge,
exactly,
and hit the next thing.
Absolutely.
A little bit harder and more focused.
Especially theater. I love doing theater because I can put anything I'm doing aside. So like projects or school, or if I'm having a hard time, I can put that aside and I'm just completely different person, you know? But that can be for anything, whether you're doing sports or you go to work or you do anything, you can balance stuff out. And that's the meaning of life, in my opinion, at least.
And that's some wise words from an upcoming graduate from UMGC. And right now we have Tainted Love, but keep it right here. We've got more after the break. Vivian, off air, I was just asking you some tips and advice that you would have for students coming up in the UMGC classes. And I just received the most amazing pep talk about don't quit. You've got this. Succeed. Push yourself. Hang out with the right people. I almost want you to say this verbatim over the air so everyone listening can hear this.
For sure. I think some advice, not just for students, but for anybody that's struggling right now. You know, this is Mental Health Month as well, so if I can say something that kind of talks about that as well. A lot of people are doing the USC challenge. Luckily, I haven't been motivated. Like, I haven't been nominated for it yet, because I do not like to be dunked with ice on my head, I'll be honest. But no matter where you are in your life, even if you're struggling, maybe you feel like you're failing in life, don't give up. And I know it's easier said than done, but there's going to be times in your life where you are going to fail, you are going to fall down. But that doesn't mean you stop. I've been there too, you know, up until a year ago, even when I wanted to get into the University of Catania, and that didn't work out. I thought, oh my God, it's the end of the world, but it's really not, you know. There's always going to be times where you don't feel like yourself, you feel like you're not doing as much as you can, and that's okay. That's that it's human to know you to fail or to make mistakes, but you bring yourself back up and you keep moving and you keep yourself, even if it takes like saying a little thing in your mind or saying a little thing in your brain where you tell yourself, keep going because of this, this, or that. My motivation, for example, is because I want to be successful. I mean, most of my family always pushes me, and I think my main motivation is definitely my family. I want to make them proud. I want to make myself proud. But, you know, another thing that I'm definitely going to say is surround yourself with great people. What I mean by that is, like, you're not going to find a Bill Gates in your life, or maybe you will, you know, you never know. But surround yourself with people that are positive, give you opportunities, and that help you grow as a person. Because when you stay with stagnant people, you're going to become that way eventually as well, even if you don't recognize it. But also make sure that you are around people that are proud of you and that make you feel proud of yourself as well, that give you opportunities in life and they help you grow as a person, help you continue what you're doing in life instead of bringing you down. Because sometimes you'll find great people, but you find yourself in the same place, and that's not always a great thing. So definitely never give up, even when it seems like it's so hard, but never give up. Always keep going and find even a tiny little thing that gives you that motivation to keep going. Because that's any time I open a book and I'm like, I don't want to study this. I tell myself, I'm going to imagine myself successful in like 10 years because I decided to keep going, you know, instead of stopping. And just easy things in life come and go, but eventually hard work does pay off.
That is fantastic advice for anyone who just listened to that. You should definitely incorporate those practices into your life and try and be as just as successful. And I just want to say congratulations again graduating with a 4.0 from UMGC. I'm sure all that hard work is going to pay off as it is right now. And I just want to say thank you again for coming in the studio.
Thank you. It's been an honor to talk here, and I hope to see you soon.
And for more information, you can follow UMGC's Facebook page or UMGC Sigonella. And right now we have Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol.